All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It is a Tuesday on The Usual Suspect. Barry, Nick, and Joel in studio, ready to roll for the next 3 hours. Hopefully entertaining you with sports and other things as you go about your merry way on your day. What's up, fellas?
What up? What to do?
All good.
I feel like I was just here.
I was just going to say, you did a marathon yesterday.
Yeah.
I was listening to some of it on the way home. I liked your tenacity and looking for the next opportunity for us to take over for somebody and get a drive time spot.
Trying to kill Fred or get him to retire.
Yep, I liked it.
So that we can move up to the drive time.
Is that what you were doing yesterday on the show?
It was fantastic, too, yeah.
Well, good.
I was lobbying. I was like, if Fred's really old, so if he dies, then we can take over. If AJ quits because it's too much work, or if John's liver fails, or Lance just gets scooped up by the NFL Network, we got plenty.
Well, Lance
of,
is going to be a general manager the way things are going in the NFL. I mean, if
we got plenty. Yeah, that's
Mike
true.
Mike Mayock gets a job. Lance could be the next GM of you name it team.
I'm down.
He could be next. Yeah.
Wouldn't hurt my feelings if he
took over. Let's get rid of all these people. I'm down.
It wouldn't hurt my feelings if he took over the Texans.
I'm not mad about
that.
Yeah.
It wouldn't bother me a bit.
At least he'd get more credit for all the work he does locked in his office reviewing tape.
That's true. That's true.
Now, I will say this, Nick. Barry was on a really good tangent trying to find a spot for us on drive time and everything like that. But as he always says, with the averages of certain Major League Baseball players, you will revert back to the mean. And he used the right opportunity. He said they were getting a lot of texts about lawn talk. And he's like, I don't know, it just took off. He goes, well, I figured it out. Most people hate Nick and Joel, and they love me, so that's why they want to talk lawn talk.
I missed that part. Nope, I listened to the first part of the first segment.
Nope, yeah, and I was like, I'm driving home that.
Probably
son
did.
Of a... I go, he was doing so good.
Didn't say that.
Barry probably said that.
I almost hit the car next to me.
What I said was they like to piss y'all off by talking lawn talk. Not that they liked me better than y'all.
So you just,
even though that's a true
but
statement,
you did
most
mention
likely.
They hate us.
They do hate y'all. Uh-huh. That's why they do it, to get at you.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't saying that they liked me more than y'all, which I tend to agree with, but I wasn't stating
agree
that
with
as,
something that wasn't stated to agree
I
with.
I was no, I mean you just said it. So I'm just agreeing with what you just said. But what happened was I was just saying they'd want to talk about lawns to make y'all mad. And that's fine.
Okay. Of course.
That's okay by me. I'm pretty excited.
Okay. Why?
Well, F yeah Friday has a new meaning.
Why?
It's going to be Follicle Friday.
What do you mean?
I'm going to get the first treatment or the first test. Remember a long time ago we talked about the widow's peak?
Yeah.
And the laser hair removal?
Yeah.
It's happening.
Oh, is it?
The wife got me. I thought I was done with the birthday with just the watch.
Yeah.
And the little charging stand thing. But she ended up getting me a gift card to get laser hair removal done on the widow's peak.
I don't even see
pretty
a
pumped
widow's
about
peak.
This.
It's almost
because
straight
I have it. Well, I have
oh,
it.
Oh, I see what you're talking about.
I have it shaved and all that when I get every Wednesday when I go to Current Cuts and get my hair done.
You haven't pluck your widow's peak or what do you?
I don't pluck it. No, I did pluck my ears this morning, which was well past due. I was like,
to do
I
that
get
on
it
my
now,
drive
like
in.
Ladies, I
are you? I was supposed to do that on my drive-in.
I get it, ladies. Like it's a lot of maintenance. Y'all do eyebrows, we do our ears. It's and nose. It's a lot of lot of work.
That battery operated ear trimmer, fantastic.
See, I just plug it.
Keep that right.
Longer.
So there's ear hairs all up on your Toyota right now.
Oh,
what you're saying.
Let's put the air
now
on
that
high.
You put
on
it that
window
way,
open, it
in the passenger
right
seat, in the back seat.
Dude, now air on high, window down. Whoosh,
he's
right
doing it in the front seat. Hairs whoosh. Flying in the back.
You know how many
boogers
dogs I
all
got?
Over the floor, just boogers everywhere. That's Joel.
You want to do CSI? You know how many dogs I got? If you want to go, this
gross.
Is a dog hair versus an ear hair. I hope they're not
true.
That long, but I'm just letting you know. There's plenty of hair floating around the inside
oh
of my car.
Oh, God.
Every morning when I go to get
Joel's
coffee.
Like, I'll drive. No, you won't.
He does keep his car pretty spotless.
The outside,
I feel like.
I tell you this all the time. The outside fools you. But on the inside, because every morning when I go to Starbucks, I have a minimum of 3 in the car with me.
3 Starbucks?
No, 3 dogs.
Oh.
And sometimes.
You take the dogs to get coffee?
Yeah, they love the car ride.
Yeah, so they can get a free puppuccino.
Oh, my.
They do. You know what? He's not lying.
It's
they offer them. I don't do it. because we already got diet plans
it's
for several of the dogs.
It's called the Puppuccino, bro. It's at Starbucks. Yep. Don't blame me. Don't blame the messenger, sir.
All it is a tall full of whipped cream.
That's all it is.
So you give your dog diabetes by feeding them whipped cream?
I mean, I don't really. I would. I'd give it to my dog. I don't care.
Some Starbucks call it a Puppuccino. Some Starbucks call it a doggy latte. But whatever. They're like, your dog want a doggy latte?
My God.
Beck's Prime, by the way, Nick, if you ever go out by us, they give milk bones to the dogs if you bring them in the car with you.
Oh, that's nice. Yep. I would totally take a milk bone.
You know,
for my dog.
I'm no dog expert, but I've watched enough Dog Whisperer to know. When you watch Cesar Millan talk about dogs, he's like, they're pack animals, and they're not meant to be dressed up in sweaters and given puppuccinos, and they're wild creatures that we domesticated, but they still want to do wild creature things. Drinking whipped cream isn't a wild creature thing.
Oh, they love that, too.
What?
It's a treat.
I don't do it. I did it with my
I respect you for not doing it.
I don't do it.
You, Nick, on the other hand, can go to hell. I know you give your dog a puppuccino.
Yeah, if I'm in Starbucks in the drive-thru, my dog's with me, I'll absolutely take the puppuccino. I'm not even going to deny it.
Now, are you asking for it?
No.
Or are you just taking it?
No, they see the dog.
That's what I'm saying. Because some don't want to do the extra work of going to get it for you, so you have to ask for it.
You're
going to
end up with a three-legged dog like him because one of your dog's feet's going to be amputated because of diabetes. That's what's going to happen. Your dog's going to lose a foot.
That's not what happened to my dog.
I know, but I'm just saying he's going to end up all that smack he talked about your three-legged dog. You're going to end up with one.
No,
end up with two. Might just be dragging him around.
Still going to be a fart chaser. Push up style.
My mom's probably going to kill my dog before I do because she gives it all kinds of table food.
Really?
It was an education process. It was a struggle.
There's nothing wrong with that.
But other than
table
that,
food?
Yeah.
Oh, table food can be pretty bad.
When I was single, I trained my lab to eat pizza like a human being. He would do little bites. I would just hold the slice like this, and he knew he had to go bite by bite.
My cat likes ice cream.
I can see that.
But we don't really.
Now, I will say this, too, because it happened last night.
Because I don't want him to get diabetes.
Die.
Look, you were saying you were worried about the cat eating, for God's sake. You should have two.
I know.
Last night, I get home, and Lisa's putting out the dog bowls. I go, what are you doing? The dog they don't eat for another hour or two. She goes, no. I got them. There's a name for it too, but there's puppy ice cream that's made out of like stuff for dogs instead of like humans.
Yeah.
I'm like, she goes, I think they all like
Pupsicles.
It. I go, they'll eat. It's like, it's like that.
Maybe not.
But I mean, I'm like, who are you kidding? You could throw like warm 18-day-old meat, they'd eat it. But of course, she goes, they like it. Well, what dog isn't going to like it?
Dog's going to eat everything.
They have this stuff that we bought just to get our cat to eat called catsup. I was like, okay, this is a little much. It's just
Sounds like me on a Tuesday.
Catsup.
just creating names like that. Dad Joke Central. I'm here for you.
He didn't like it.
No?
No, he didn't eat it. He likes bread and ice cream if we're going to give him people food.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
My dog's now, like, Taylor sits in her chair in the kitchen. And if it's grilled cheese or anything with bread. It's like they got the entire situation surrounded. They surround the chair, and then they start getting bold, and then they start getting with the snoot closer and closer to the tray.
Uh-huh.
Like, you don't want that? You want to drop that?
You gonna eat
and
that
I already know that when Taylor gets in the next year, she's going to figure it out when we keep saying, Taylor, keep eating your sandwich. I already know. She's smart enough. She's going to start going, here you go.
Yeah.
And she's just going to start feeding the dog anyway.
You're going to have to keep an eye on her.
That's right. Oh, man, I'm back to the hair thing.
Oh, yeah.
So the only thing I'm nervous about is they have to test it first to see if you're allergic.
What? The laser thing?
Yeah. And so they do a little area. And what I'm nervous about is I'm doing it on Friday, and we record for the TV show on either Saturday or Sunday. Mm-hmm. So if I have an allergic reaction and something happens to my forehead.
Just get a wig.
I'm not getting a wig.
Come on. They got to make a buzz cut wig somewhere.
I may have to wear a hat.
Oh, no.
I may have to, like, rock a hat doing the news, which would look completely dumb.
Yeah, you could be the next Ruben Galvan.
Does he wear a hat?
Oh, Ruben Galvan. Oh, yeah, baby. Every morning, he is all over the hat
game. No, never mind.
He used to be on Channel 2. Now he's with Lisa on Channel 11. He wears a hat every day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's pretty flamboyant.
Uh-huh.
Okay. He's like Johnny Weir.
I'm not going that far, but
okay.
I'll go with your first one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Flamboyant?
Yeah.
He's FEF Friday.
No doubt about it. He'd fit right in.
I'm excited but nervous.
Why did the wife have to do this for you? You mean you can't get this sponsored? There's got to be sponsors out there that go, famous comedian?
Well, there was one and it fell through.
Chuck.
Yeah, I think you jinxed it. And then
I did?
Yeah. And so I was just like, Judy was like, well, wait. I was like, I'm tired of waiting. I don't want to wait anymore. I want this gone. Every week I have to go get it edged up. I want a nice, clean hairline from here on out. I don't have to worry about it anymore. So
it's a shame that, like Calvin. Calvin just puts an M in his hair.
I know. But no, this would be.
Yeah, Murph's widow's peak, because everybody thinks he puts an M in his forehead, and it's just the widow's peak. But it's very, very defined.
Well, yeah.
It's very subtle.
Yeah, but you still see it. So
you see it. We don't see it.
I'm excited. It was funny, though, because when she gave it to me, the first thing I thought about was that promo that we had running where y'all make fun of me about it. But I was like, finally, this is going to happen now. So,
you know that Jerry's already tweeting because he wants to know if they can do his eyebrows.
They can.
Well, then you guys should do a 2-for-1.
They can do. Now, I wouldn't do this, but I did wax the underarms, but I wouldn't do the laser hair removal. I wouldn't do that's too far. Because one day you might want to have your hair back.
You're going
to
be like that. What's that show about plastic surgery? You're going to be the laser person. You're going to do the widow's peak. Then you're going to do the underarm.
No, hair. I'm not doing the underarms.
Then they're going to be doing the pubes.
Like, look, I'm already sweating and I had it removed. It's not good. You can get Botox to make you stop sweating. You shoot Botox in there. I wouldn't do that. I mean, I might if it gets out of hand.
If you start totally looking like a Barbie doll, if you start looking like a Barbie doll with all these only with injections and stuff, you're like, what are you doing? You cannot be the first lady of radio in Houston. Stop it.
That title's already been taken.
You just got to be you, Barry. Let it go, man.
It's just, no, I mean, you know what? I'll be honest with you. If I wasn't doing the TV show, I may not do it. But
do you honestly
seeing myself on TV, man, between my fat neck and my widow's peak, I'm like, yeah, I'm getting the cool sculpting whatever on my neck, and I'm doing the widow's peak, and that's
bro. Do you think you said when you see it, but every other person that's watching, they're not watching your hairline or your neck; they're listening to what you have to say.
They're like, oh my god, this guy looks like he ate his twin. Like, yeah, not. I feel that anyway.
They're trying to read your t-shirt, but they're not doing anything else. So,
especially, hey, Barry, any updates on the CBD oil with the cat? I mean, he takes it. It seems to, he's eaten a lot lately, so I think it's stimulated his appetite.
That's really good.
Yeah. So, no adverse reactions. How about that? So, if you're contemplating it for a kitty cat, go on and do it. It seems to be working for him.
Good deal. If you're contemplating joining the show, we have ways you can do that. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. You can call that number. You can text that number. And you can also reach us via Twitter, at Barry is funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at The Producer Nick. And throughout the show, we always do a pretty good job of checking all of our social media and otherwise to stay in contact with you, the suspects. Before we head to the break, I do want to tell you about the good people at Fitz Roofing. If you have any kind of issue with your roof, maybe you're looking to put a new roof on your house, or recently with all the rain and the rain we're expecting again tonight and tomorrow, you're worried about a leak in your roof. Well, there's only one place to call, and it's Fitz Roofing. You can check them out online, FITZRoofing.com, but better yet, call them 832-521-3001. 832-521-3001. You call them. You get a free no-obligation inspection today. They come to your place. They inspect your roof. They tell you what they can do, and they go away. If you want them to come back, you just reach back out to them, and they do fantastic work before, during, and after the sale. I'm telling you, there are storm chasers out there and people that are trying to get your money up front. Then they do shoddy work, and they leave town, and you can't find them, and you can't fix what they've already done. That's not the way with Fitz. Fitz is locally owned and operated and dedicated to the Houston community. That means they're going to do everything to take care of you, so word of mouth means you'll tell someone else when they're done about the job that they did. They use the best shingles in the business. Those are CertainTeed. They use them so much that they are a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master Company, and only 1% of the roofers in the entire United States meet the criteria to get that status. They got it. You need it. Go to Fitz. They have an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, 5-star ratings on both Facebook and Home Advisor. If you need anything done with your roof, there's only one place to call. It's Fitz Roofing, 832-521-3001. Fitz Roofing, making a difference one home at a time.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, in studio today, usual suspects, ESPN 97.5. Supposed to be at Wildcat Golf Club tomorrow. All shows for the occasional invitational ESPN 97.5 golf tournament. However, before we went on the air, we got an email that stated, due to the possibility of flooding and severe rain, there is a chance that we will not be doing the golf tournament. So monitor your weather. If the weather's good, decent, or unless you hear otherwise from us, we'll be out at Wildcat tomorrow, broadcasting in the clubhouse area for the entire day with all the shows. Everybody else will golf but us because that's the way they treat us around here. And you can sit around in the clubhouse and have some fun. If not, we'll be on the air as usual. And are we going to do a Way Back Wednesday, even though it's the golf tournament and all that on the road?
I'm going to suggest no.
I like that idea.
It's going to make it more difficult on the road and everything. And nah.
Yeah, Nick, you would have it would be a bigger hassle for you, especially with balancing us being elsewhere. So
I think we skip it this week.
I'm with you.
We could do a throwback Thursday if you want.
Not a bad idea. Yeah, we could come back with something on Thursday instead.
Thursday. Yeah.
There you go. So the peeps aren't deprived.
That's right.
And they can make 86 bad suggestions.
Yes.
Only to have Nick say it's 2005. Because I think if we go in order backwards.
Because it was 06 last week, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but you started at 07 instead of 08. So 06. So yeah.
No, it wasn't 06 last week.
What was it?
No, then? We did. We found a theme last week. Yeah. The two teams that were going to be in the finals.
Yeah. It was Oakland and Canada.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Way to keep up.
Well, that's a challenge. All right. So anything else happened last night that was stellar or out of the ordinary for any of you guys?
No.
Not really.
Pretty boring night in the Laminack house.
Yeah.
Which is always a good thing.
Yeah, not a lot of excitement at my place either. So okay. I'm with
Did you watch the Astros game?
I watched the Astros game.
And?
And with every pitch, I kept saying, yep, we already talked about it. He's done. I just can't see Corbin Martin staying in this rotation. You know, and the Blummer and TK were talking about the fact that in four of the five starts, he got six runs on average of support. Uh-huh. And the only time he didn't, the Astros were shut out. But you'll take that as a starting pitcher. But when they spot you a three-run lead in the first inning and you're still not able to hit the strike zone, and almost every count was 3-2. And I'm going, this, and then he does what he's done. And then, you know, he goes from, you know, control issues, and then boom, boom, just like that, two bombs. And I'm like, okay, I've seen enough.
Yeah. I mean, the first inning is indicative of how he's pitched so far in the majors, and he still is averaging a walk per inning because he pitched three innings and he gave up three walks, and that's just not a good recipe. So I'll be surprised if we don't get news soon that he's been sent down and either Colin McHugh is ready to come back from the IL and make the next start in that slot, or they might call somebody else up and give him a shot if McHugh's not ready to go. I still stand by my theory, but they were just giving McHugh a rest.
And I think that's legit, but I also think that instead of dipping down in the farm system again, I checked up Bukowski. You know, first of all, Whitley is on the extended minor league IL because of the fact that he's trying to work some things out.
Yeah.
You've got Bukowski, who's just not – he's been having a down stretch as well.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they go to a Framber Valdez or a Josh James and say, you know what, you guys have done this in the past. You know, nothing says you can't do it again. And maybe it takes a little time so that they can't go – you know, they got to stretch it out a little bit so they're not going to go 7-8. But if they can step back, one of them can step up to where they were a year ago, that's all they need.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you this, the thing that bothered me the most about watching Martin was just the body language. If you watch his body language, he looks, I don't want to say scared. But, I
totally agree.
Yeah, but he looks almost nervous.
His face, expressions, and yeah, he looks like the moment's too big for him.
Tons of big, deep breaths and just, you know, exhales. And
it was funny because Julio Morales talked about it on the broadcast a little bit, how he talked about the difference between AAA and the majors is that there's no breaks in a lineup. And they showed a stat where 1 through 5, he does pretty well. 6 through 9, he does not do well at all. And so I don't know if he tends to relax or he's used to the fact that the back end of a minor league back end of a minor league lineup is going to be a little worse than what it would be in a major league lineup. I don't know what the issue is, but I'm with you. I felt like the moment and the stage is too big for him right now. I'm not suggesting he can't be a good pitcher later, but I just don't think he's ready.
No, even when he walks off the mound, you know, like what I do like about Josh James is if something goes wrong, he's going to give you a couple of F-bombs and scream into his glove because he's really fired up and upset. When you see Martin walking off the mound after giving up two bombs and just totally melting down, and he's still going, And I'm like, oh my God, dude, you're just not ready.
When, what's his name? Pitching coach.
Strom.
Yeah, he went out there for a mound visit, and they were usually there on one side or the other of the dugout for those visits. But this was a camera that was kind of behind the mound. And so Stromy had his hand covering his mouth, but you could see him. He was chewing his ass out, and he was basically telling him, look, kid, you need to throw strikes. Like, this is, there's a strike zone. Get in it. Get in it and start getting some of these cats out. And I just don't know. I don't know what Martin's issue is outside of the you know, obviously the walks, and it's just bad. Like, it's not.
The other thing was he wasn't covering his mouth, and everything out of his mouth was yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. And you're yeah, that's a kid that, you know, he's still trying to fit into the major league. So it's going to take some time. But look, the bottom line is they've got a cushion. So that's a good thing. But again, you can do what, as you suggested, and maybe they tap into someone else in the minors. But at least they have three options currently that can be on their roster with McHugh, with James and Valdez, where they could go. Any one of you guys can just step back in, and they're in decent shape.
Look, if they're waiting on McHugh to get back, they could also just go for that fifth start. They could employ an opener if they wanted to. They've got some long relief guys in that bully. They mentioned it yesterday. Devinsky can give you 2 to 3 innings. Josh James can give you some innings. Framber Valdez can give you some innings. Rogers is up now. He could probably go a couple of innings for you. Yeah. There's plenty, and you could even, you know, you could even start with Martin and let him go out for one inning and then let those guys pick it up, kind of like what Seattle did last night.
Last night, yeah.
Which I didn't understand. Like, if you're going to leave LeBlanc in to pitch the bulk of the game, just let that dude start the game.
Well, the Astros has started
damn near unhittable with the guy.
Yeah. I didn't get it either.
I think, I don't know if it was the fact that maybe they thought, the thinking behind this is, I think the traditional thinking of the opener is, look, we don't have enough quality starters. Our bullpen is better, so we'll just utilize them. In the case of the Mariners, I don't know if it was the fact of, hey, these first three outs are going to be really difficult. If we can get them, that's a high leverage situation for us. And then we can let our, you know, that's one, because those three guys are going to get the most at bats in the game anyways.
Right.
So if you can nullify one of their at bats, that's advantage you. I don't know if that's the thinking. It didn't make much sense.
Don't do it. You might win the game.
Yeah, it didn't make much sense to me.
No, because they gave up a 3-spot with the opener. So.
Yeah.
All right, this has just been an opener. The first 30 minutes are already behind us as we cruise through hour number one of the 3-hour show. If you want to join us, 713-780-3776, HR&P listener line. You can call, you can text, you can hit us on Twitter. Back with a whole lot more in just mere minutes right here on ESPN 97.5.
Restaurant to go to?
Do you know where I could find an organic Vietnamese taco truck around here?
Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news from Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling through hour number one, 3-hour big show. It is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, on the go, wherever you may be. Thanks for taking us along for the ride. By the way, after Barry did a stellar marathon of radio yesterday.
Oh, thanks.
Yes. Today, Frederico, the Falcon, is going to have...
I don't know why I did that. I feel like that's what you should do every time somebody says the Falcon. That would be a crow.
Yeah.
Whatever. Same thing.
I mean, if you do the more
they all
hawk,
look alike.
The more hawk
birds.
Thing, would
the,
it
all
be more,
the birds look alike.
Isn't that more the hawk noise?
I don't know what that was.
Could have been
lunch.
It was
kind of scary.
Could have been lunch, you know. So the Falcon will be with the Eagle, but
oh, I
indirectly.
See what you did there. I see what you did there.
Yeah, as Holly, who
huge
fooled
Eagles
me.
Fan.
Who, huge Eagles fan, who I was always under the assumption was from Philly. Had to be corrected by you and everybody else when we were talking about
it. I didn't know that. I thought she was from Philly as well.
Or Nick, I think. Yeah, Nick made sure we knew the real story. So she's been lying to us the whole time. So the lie will continue as she will fill in on the blitz as the Eagle with the Falcon. And then I don't know what you want to call Stutes, but he's in there too.
Does it have to be a bird?
I don't know. I mean, it's a theme. Uncle Buck.
Yeah. No. See, that's just...
He allows me to call him Uncle Buck.
That's just mean.
It is not.
Yeah. What bird? What kind of bird would Cody...
You're an absolute sweetheart, Barry Laminate.
I'm so
nice. Seriously. Okay, Nick, you decided. What are you going to... Okay,
tell you something.
Here's a good question. What are you going to call him? Big Bird?
No.
What bird goes with a falcon and an eagle that you could call Stutes?
I mean, I don't know. Not really a pelican.
I mean, you called him Chris Farley when I was filling in with Barry.
Yeah, he allows me to.
See, he allows you to?
Yeah, he has no problem with it.
I don't know if he gave you permission to call him Chris Farley.
I'll ask him again.
Okay.
All right.
Again.
And if he says no, I may do it less.
Again. I feel like you never requested permission.
That's not true.
I feel like Joel just started, making
Farley?
Fun of him. He's like, yeah,
is that better?
I'm going to... No? Why? Why do you have to call him anything?
Okay, who was the guy Saved by the Bell? I'll just go there. That's who he was.
It was Zach?
Yeah, we're just going to call Cody Zach.
No.
There. See, I mean, now you won't let me do that either.
That's a little much.
All right, find a
just
bird.
Just call him Cody.
Find a bird for Cody. You just said it yourself. You're looking for the eagle, the falcon, what
birds.
Are you going to see?
Let me Google fat birds and see what comes up.
Swallow. No.
Nick. Nick's a swallow.
Oh, see? Anyway, Cody, Holly, and Fred on the blitz today, so they'll go 4-7 for you.
Boy, there's a lot of fat birds.
You know how people do drinking contests? Like, every time you hear a certain
word,
you drink?
What kind of bird is this?
It looks like it was in a movie.
What on earth is that?
You can show the peeps.
If you're on the stream. What on
Look
earth
is that?
Look at
the head on that thing. You'd think it was mine.
Can you see that on the stream, Nick?
Yeah, you can.
What the hell?
Well, yeah, you can see it.
It's like a blowfish equivalent of a bird.
Yeah, that's wild.
What kind of bird is it?
I don't know. It doesn't say. It's on Reddit. I got to go to the Reddit link and see what kind of bird this is.
So, you know, Holly's done the drinking games with Fred in the past, too, or the drinking show. They had Trap on. They were doing things like that as well. You know, the drinking game is always if you say something, certain something that you drink. I think on the way home, as we're all driving home, and I think all the listeners can play along, you drink every time Holly speaks because she gets all fired up for these shows and she does all these notes and prep and all that other stuff. And then I turn it on the way home and I'm like, is she even there? She just kind of, and I go, you got to. So then I pep talk her the second time she's doing this. I go, now this time you got to talk. I know you did all this work and everything like that, but it really goes for naught unless you talk. She's like, I got this. I'm ready. I go from here all the way home. I heard her say like three words. I was like, what are you doing? Today, Holly, you talk. That's it.
Not now. Not on this show.
No, not on. No. You don't. You, Raheel, Jerry.
We already got one dumbass on the mic there with Nick. We don't need two.
Shut your mouth. Shut it.
Do you notice how Nick, who normally just leaves the microphone hang and doesn't even, he's holding on to it with two hands like, not this time. Nope.
I'm third mic.
Yeah,
back
this ain't
off.
The blitz, Eagle. Back off.
Somebody suggested Cody could be a turkey. That's not right. Little butterball.
Oh, and then you throw that out, but it's me. Okay.
That's right.
All right.
Y'all are so mean. I like this. He could be a rooster, or as I would call it.
Yeah, the C word.
Why do you guys freak out about that? That is the actual term
because
for
you've
it.
Lost all discipline when it comes down to what you're supposed to
no.
say on the air
not,
and what you're not supposed to say.
A rooster is called a cock. Well, I don't understand why.
Bro.
You don't need to dump that. It's a fact.
Did you not?
It's a fact.
Wait, Nick. Yesterday.
So Cody
did you not
be
just not even push the envelope?
I'm
did
dump
you mail
I'm
it
dump
in
you
yesterday?
What do you mean?
You dropped one on the air again yesterday, and then you were chuckling going, I just had to see if I could get that one by him.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
With him or
yeah,
Aaron?
You said it. You know,
how could you not remember? It was like basically the first hour of the show.
Oh, yeah. When I was trying to say a cockatoo. No.
See?
I added an or, and that was wrong.
And you also added a pause. Yeah.
So you're not
and
a
you
gambling man,
so you
was
bad.
You shouldn't be doing this.
You pussy willow.
Oh, see? I've created a monster. Now he won't stop with him.
He's like, I don't give a fudge.
Oh, man. Look, you got Nick.
Nick is like ready to play Space Invaders with the button over there, Galaga. He's like, brrr, They're done.
Oh, good times.
All right, so the draft was last night, too, for the Astros. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some people are getting real critical because, you know, their first-round pick was Carey Lee, catcher from Cal. Okay, and everybody's like, well, he only caught for 1 year, and he was only on MLB.com, he was the 119th ranked prospect. Well, guess what? You're not drafting in the top five anymore. You don't need the next franchise type player to build around. You're drafting for a specific need, and you're trying to get a player that either adds depth in the next in the coming couple years, or a player that, you know, you may find extra value in, or, you know, you're at a certain position group that you need help at.
Nothing is worse than a bandwagon fan that thinks they know college baseball.
Oh, yeah, no
doubt. Like, you got all Astros Twitter is 75% bandwagon fans.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden they're baseball draft experts.
Yeah.
Everyone just shut up. I mean, you don't even know. Yeah, this kid might flame out. Guess what? There's 33 rounds. The chances of most of these cats flaming out is really high.
Yeah. And here's the other
thing.
Stop
acting like you know who Kelly Lee is or what he isn't. You don't know anything about him.
Well, Kelly Lee was a hell of an outfielder for the Bad News Bears.
I'm just saying, like, it's just...
Carey Lee,
whatever. It's just exhausting. Like, see? Like, even I don't keep up... I don't watch college baseball.
So this kid in 1 year...
It's disgusting. Y'all stop acting like you know what you're talking about.
This kid in 1 year threw out more runners than anybody else in college baseball. So he's got an arm, okay? He hit for power. He hit for average. And if he did that in only his first year playing catcher, take a shot at the kid. Because you know what? He's got tools. He can play the game of baseball. Whatever power tool you're looking at, that's between you and him.
He said he's got a tool.
Well, okay. You called him Kelly. So if that's a pet name I don't know about, maybe you guys are intimate.
Again, you know what? He may never make the majors. And then if he does, he can come and shame me for getting his name wrong.
True.
I don't know.
Here's the other thing for everybody, because again, the other thing was always, oh, you got to get pitching, got to get pitching. Mark Appel the 1 year, and then they were all pissed off because they took Mark Appel instead of Chris Bryant. Well, guess what? Just like you said, some guys, it's a hit or miss draft. And the fact of the matter, yesterday, a pitcher wasn't taken, I think for the first time ever, in the first six or seven picks. It took to like the 10th pick to take a pitcher. So you know what? Sometimes there's a pitching loaded draft and sometimes there's not, and everybody's drafting on a specific need. So they took a catcher in the first round. In the second round, they took a shortstop with the 68th overall pick from Ole Miss, Gray Kessinger. So I
love Gray's game. He's got, no, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
I just know that his dad played MLB. His uncle played MLB.
Is that the new trend now? Because Toronto has a roster with Biggio and Bichette and Mondesi. Is it now where everybody's like, oh, we got to go out and draft everybody's kid now?
Yeah. Trying to see if the bloodlines thing, which you and I have already pointed out, aside from Bonds and Griffey Jr., there weren't a whole lot of guys that were sons of major leaguers that had panned out until recently. But
they hadn't panned out yet.
True.
They're getting the call up, but we'll see how good they all are.
Yeah, but that's what the Astros did in the first two rounds of the draft. So
how many rounds is it? I know there's at least 33.
Today is three through the remainder of the draft. Jesus. And I can look it up for you. I had it up
there. You go. How many rounds is the MLB draft? Google's amazing. It's 40. I thought it was 35. It's 40.
Three through 40 today.
Could you imagine being the last pick in the 40th round of the 40 rounds?
Well, your boy Tyler White was a 33rd round pick,
that's
and
what
he
I'm
made
saying.
The bigs.
There's 30 teams. 40 times 30, Nick. Oh, my God. Why are you taking this long? It's so easy.
1,200.
It took you that long? Do you not know the secret of when you have just like whole numbers like that? Like
zeros.
Numbers with tens? Yeah. You do 4 times 3 is 12 and add 2 zeros.
I think we need to turn to we need to let me test you on your
time.
No, I
never claimed to be a math wizard.
And then after that,
you are the one that's the math
wizard.
We need
to do a spelling bee a competition between you and Joel.
We would both lose that.
No, you would be the disaster. Your Achilles heel is spell check, sir.
You're not a good speller either.
You know when you see that red squiggly?
You put a T in Alzheimer's.
But then you're blocked.
Cuz that's the way you pronounce it, you dumbass. When you see a red.
Why are you so angry? It's been like 10 seconds. Cuz you weren't angry.
When you see a red squiggly line pop up under the word, sir, that's when you're supposed to respell it, dummy.
I don't proof what?
Let's play that again.
See, now he's triggered.
He's in petty mode now. He's now, like,
petty mode. Petty mode. Wow. It's just getting worse with this kid.
I'm a kid?
When you're that petty, you're a child.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting. By the way, the rain thing, Steven Usyk did an article on Sports Map, so check that out. He talks about it's actually supposed to, it looks like it's going to rain the worst on Thursday.
Really?
It says a flash flood watch is in effect from 1 a.m. Wednesday through 7 a.m. Thursday. Oh, okay, so never mind. Yeah, it's going to be all day Wednesday, basically.
Yeah.
And then there's like a low pressure. Anyway, it's got a whole
The bummer is that we are article. In full-blown hurricane season, and there's one in the Gulf right now. It's not going to get to us with the eye of the storm type thing, but we are going to get a boatload of rain because of it.
Yep, so go check that out.
Don't wash the car today.
No.
Just a...
That's a good
healthy
point.
Tip.
That's a good point.
Give another tip here.
But you can get it filled up and get some cash back when you do it through the Get Upside app. Download Get Upside right now. Put it on your phone. It's completely free to do that. And when you use the app, it gets you cash back. Now, make sure you put in my promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. That's going to get you extra cash back on your first fill up through the app. And I love that listeners like Joshua are sending me screenshots where it's like, dude, I've been using this 3 weeks. I've already got $25 in my account. I mean, look, I'm not as good as math as some folks, but if you would multiply that and figure out what that is over a year, that's a lot of money. Think about that. If you were just getting 25% cash back on your food, if you ate four times in a week and you got 25%, that's a free meal basically. And you can get up to 35% cash back every time you use the Get Upside app. So there's tons of opportunities for you to get money with the food and with the gas. So easy to use. This is why I like it. There's a map on there, right? So you just pull up the map and you say, I need to fill up. What are the gas stations in my area? Or I need to get food. What are the food? What restaurants are in my area that are offering cash back offers through Get Upside? And then you just go and claim it and you pay with a debit card, upload a receipt. So like you're literally doing all of these steps except uploading a receipt. And that is so easy. You just take a picture with your phone. It scans it and does it all for you. Guys, don't leave money on the table. Don't leave money at the pump. Download Get Upside. Put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back and thank me later.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling through hour number one, 3 hour show. It's The Usual Suspects, Barry, Nick, Joel, idiots who think they're producing the show, constantly tweeting us ideas we'll never use. And a lot of good people as well, but we already earmark your phone numbers, so don't think you're smarter than us. I do want to suggest to both of you idiots, and I've suggested this before, and I really think it's a good idea.
Okay.
With the spelling thing that came up.
Mm-hmm.
This Grammarly thing.
I have it. It sucks.
What are you talking about?
It's slow.
It doesn't even for
it
Twitter.
It sucks. No, it sucks. I don't
Nick
like it.
Nick says the little squiggly thing. You know what it does? It does a complete red underline. When you click on it, it gives you the options right away. It takes seconds. It even does it grammatically.
I am fully aware of how spell check
I think it's
works.
Fantastic. I use it for all the Sports Map articles. Proofs everything. It's fantastic. And it's free.
I mean, your phone has built-in spell check. But the Grammarly takes forever because
I'm not writing the article on the phone, Chief.
When you do the speech to text?
I don't do that anymore.
Oh, you don't? You sit down and write?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Damn all that. Well, that's too much work. Yeah. But yeah, I have it. See the little stupid ass G
you
right
do.
There?
Yeah.
It sucks.
Why don't you use it?
I'm using it right now, and I'm telling you, it sucks.
When you tweet,
when I
type
something,
you're not tweeting a column.
I don't use regular words, right? Like, I'll say, bruh, that's crazy, and I'll try to put BR, and it'll say, oh, you meant brush. No, bitch, I meant bruh.
But it doesn't
like
correct
brush,
it
and I'm
for
like, no,
you.
Bruh. And then I'm ended up fighting with Grammarly for 5 minutes trying to spell bruh.
No, you just move on.
No,
it underlines it, but it's up to you to click on the word if you want to change it.
I'm telling you, it keeps changing
it
to brush.
You downloaded the wrong one.
It's stupid. I'm stupid, too, but it's stupider.
You probably spelled Grammarly wrong.
It's stupider. So I probably did spell Grammarly.
So you downloaded the wrong one.
Was it with an A or an E at the end?
That is the crux of the problem right there. See?
Somebody said, I just Googled a picture of you, Barry. Holy hell, that's bad. What?
What is bad?
I don't know. That's not... That doesn't make you feel good when you hear something like that. My kid just had their first BJJ class and loved it. They also want to do Muay Thai. How young is too young for that? Thanks for recommending BJJ for children. I mean, I've seen classes for Muay Thai like 8 years old. I don't know. That just depends on the kid, really. I mean, if your kid is, you know, soft, then you probably should wait till they get a little older. But they're a tough little dude and you want to put them in there, they'll tell you what they have. I mean, each gym will have their own age ranges for classes.
Okay.
So
plus, they're not necessarily striking with each other. It's probably just working on technique. I think you can get away with going a lot younger if it's jiu-jitsu, but with Muay Thai, I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah, I don't know. Let me see. Like, the old gym I used to go to was 4 ounce. I don't know what their Muay Thai, but oh, never mind. Domain is expired. Man, boy, it's rough out here in these MMA streets. Somebody said, Barry, what do you think the Texans' biggest need is on the O-line next year? Okay, now that Nick has lost interest, any tips for this to take advantage of the rain that's coming up? Yeah, don't do anything until after the rain. No, it'll all wash away.
Don't wash your car.
Don't wash your car either.
Yeah.
Did you see this? And somebody brought it up. Did you guys see the clip of Yordan Alvarez just walking to first base without bringing the bat out of the dugout?
No.
He had been walked so many times in a row. Like, they're literally just not pitching this cat at all. At one point, he didn't even bring the bat out. He just walked out from the circle and just walked straight to first base. No bat or nothing.
Really?
I mean, yeah, it's getting bad. Like, this is what I don't understand. Now, I might be crazy here, so you tell me if I am. But if I'm in AAA, AA, or single A, mm-hmm. as a team on either side, why are you intentionally walking a guy? Because this isn't the majors, right? Like, you're not costing your team a world championship. What you're effectively doing is not seeing if your pitcher is good enough to get out a tough hitter. I would want to know, can my guy get that guy out? And this Absolutely. Is AAA, AA,
single. And you know what? You're an affiliate of a major league team because you are preparing prospects to be major league talent that can help the major league club, for one. And the other thing is, say Altuve goes down on a rehab assignment. You're not walking him six times.
Yeah, I just don't understand, why are you intentionally walking anyone in the minors? That does not make
any
sense.
Totally agree with that.
These wins, I get it. Everybody wants to win. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I wouldn't walk guys. I'd be like, you know what? You want to be a major league pitcher? Get this guy out who's hitting like a major leaguer right now.
And situationally, you're not going to tell me that every single time that he came up, the game was on the line. He probably came up with two outs a time or two where there's nothing to lose pitching to him then. I understand if your wins and losses are so important to you that if he comes up in a pressure situation where you really can't afford to have him get a big hit, then if you want to walk him, I guess that's okay because you're worried about the win or the loss. But if he comes up, you know, six times in a game, I would bet that four of those times or three of those times were low leverage, probably two outs, nobody on situations. Pitch to the guy.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
I don't like it.
It's
at
just
all.
Silly, especially down in the minors where guys are trying to learn and earn being in the majors. So
I'm with you. That's to me. That, like, again, then if that's the case, then walk every major leaguer that goes down on a rehab assignment that's anywhere near a decent hitter.
Right.
Because, you know, you're going to have those times. And you know what? People pay to see those players. They know when they're living in a minor league city. When you send down, I remember when Derek Jeter got sent down by the Yankees on a rehab assignment, and every minor league park that he went to, Holman Road, was completely filled to the gills, sold out.
Sure.
They live for those things. Those are cool moments. So you know what would be a real bummer? Everybody paid to see him, and then
you walked him.
Just don't do that.
I agree. That's why I brought it up, because I heard he was getting intentionally walked. I'm like, why? That's just dumb. So,
and you know, for all these people that say there's holes in his game and he's not all that yet, they're not sold on him. Well, then keep pitching to him and find out.
Yeah,
I'm totally with you. And by the way, I did last night. I did sit down in front of the computer and I did write an article for Sports Map.
Uh-huh.
And I listened to the people over at Culture Map, Steve and those guys, and they're just like, "Hey, I need 300 words." I was like, "Is that the average?" He's like, "I don't know, yeah, 300 words." Last night I sat down to highlight, like, why you should be happy with your Astros regardless of all the injuries and all the, you know, some of the things we were talking about, some of the, like, what Luno's done to rebuild the farm system and A.J. Hinch pushing the right button, all these different things. I get done with it. I look at it, 1,500 words. I was like, well, you are wordy.
Yeah.
So I got real wordy last night.
I can see that translates
Thanks.
To the writing.
Now I'm wordy.
What?
Cody doesn't call me wordy.
Oh my god! You sound like a disgruntled wife. Like, Cody doesn't call me. He doesn't call me fat.
A lot of days I feel like a disgruntled wife.
Me too.
So there you go.
Me too.
Yeah. And then we got this kid we got to deal with.
Well, apparently I'm the kid.
Well, because you proofread, not proofread. So I'm still trying to figure out what that is.
But, right.
You got the clip yet?
I misspoke a word.
I'm not gonna play again.
I got it. Did you see this thing by DeMar DeRozan, by the way?
No.
He came out and said that his quote was, I had to be the sacrificial lamb for the Raptors.
Oh, no.
So he's basically saying that, that someone had to go, and so it was me. No, I mean, the difference is they upgraded.
They sure did.
That's the difference.
They went for it.
You weren't the sacrificial lamb. You were a downgrade. Or they upgraded over what you gave them. So, I mean, it's not being a sacrificial lamb.
Well, here's the other thing. You know who else was a sacrificial lamb, which means you weren't the only one? Dwayne Casey, Coach of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Dwayne Casey, Coach of the Year, was fired so that Nick Nurse could take over because they wanted to do a different direction. So you weren't the only one, DeMar. But the bottom line is, and AJ and I have had this conversation back and forth, where do you put him in terms of how good is he in the NBA when he's a top 20 scorer?
Yeah.
But he does nothing else. He doesn't make his team better. He's not known for defense. He doesn't have a high assist total, but he can get you 25 a night.
Great. There's a lot of guys that can score.
There's a ton of guys that can get you 25 a night that aren't going to the playoffs and certainly aren't going to the finals.
And and are not leaders of teams. I mean, they're good complementary, scorers.
DeMar DeRozan going to stop the Greek Freak?
Exactly.
Nope. End of story in my game, but that's, maybe it's a little different for him.
Yeah.
But now, what will be interesting is next year what the Raptors do if he does indeed do what the rumors are, Kawhi goes to L.A. Oof. Now do you just blow the whole thing up? You build around Siakam and Van Vliet and LeBron, try and find LeBron a home for Kyle? Kawhi. No, he's one of the Clippers.
Oh, I was about to say, you're L.A.
No, the number one rumored destination for Kawhi is the Clippers.
Okay.
Yeah.
You scared me.
No, they said LeBron's going to struggle to get anybody.
Well, would you want to go to that? It's a mess over there.
If you're okay being second fiddle, if you want to be Scottie Pippen your whole career or at this point in your career, then go.
Yeah, that's the problem is it's not like within Miami where everybody's like, let's meet there and win championships. Now you're coming to LeBron's team.
And you got a
big difference. End up being his team no matter what, but.
But you got a dysfunctional front office.
Yep.
You got his agent and his people all over traveling on the team planes, helping to make decisions, telling people who they want and don't want. That isn't the general manager or anybody in the organization. And you want to go in that firestorm and then realize you're already second fiddle and more? Yeah, the Clippers could be the premier destination in L.A. and maybe all of the NBA this offseason.
That's crazy.
It really is. All right, we'll continue to roll on. One in the book. Still 2 hours to go of the show. Lots more coming up next. And if you want to join us, 713-780-3776, HRNP Listener Line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Second hour, around the corner, ESPN 97.5.